KORN News Radio Sports. It is Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. USD has named assistant coach Shannon Privovar as their next head softball coach, officially making her the program's 11th head coach in history. Privovar was an assistant and later an associate head coach for the Coyotes these past three seasons, played a key role in USD's historic 2026 campaign, including the program's first conference title and first NCAA tournament appearance. Before returning to USD, Privovar spent 4 years as the head coach at the University of Sioux Falls, and she also served as an assistant at South Dakota State. Privovar will take over for head coach Robert Wagner, who stepped down last month. Palace City Baseball hosting their annual Pop Drive fundraiser across Mitchell tomorrow night. That fundraiser will help support summer baseball opportunities for Legion players and South Dakota Class A youth players in Mitchell. So Palace City Baseball, they'll be helping sell Pepsi products throughout the community. That's coming up tomorrow night from 5 until 8 o'clock. The Estate Softball Championships will be held starting tomorrow in Aberdeen for Class A and B, and the Double A's will be in Sioux Falls at Augustana. Four area teams make up the eight teams in the Class B bracket. The eight seed Freeman Marion Freeman Academy faces the one seed Castlewood tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., followed by the 4-5 matchup between Hanson and Howard at noon. The two seed McCook Central Montrose will face the seven seed Renfield at 2 o'clock, followed by Florence Henry and Gayville Vallon at 4. The Minnesota Twins have won two in a row. They would beat the White Sox last night 6-4. Luke Keyshaw and Tristan Gray with two RBIs apiece. It was the bottom of the order last night. Keyshaw, Gray, and the catcher Alex Jackson batting 7th, 8th, and 9th. They each had two hits off of Chicago starter Davis Martin. Martin lasted just 4 2/3 innings yesterday, the shortest of his 12 starts this year. Twins left-handed rookie Connor Prelip pitched into the 7th to match his longest start as a pro. He had 7 strikeouts, allowed 4 runs on 6 hits with 3 walks over a career-high 94 pitches. The Twins go for a 3-game sweep versus Chicago. First pitch is this afternoon at 12:40 from Target Field. The Vegas Golden Knights rallied from an early 2-goal deficit. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes last night 5-4 in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Raleigh. Thomas Hertl scored the game-winning goal with 3:24 remaining in the third period, helping Vegas extend their playoff winning streak now to 7 straight games. The Golden Knights, they were down early 2-0 in the first period. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Carolina. Also coming up tonight, it's the College Softball World Series. Game 1 on ESPN between the number 2 seed Texas and the number 11 seed Texas Tech. That is a best of 3 series. Game 2 is tomorrow, and a potential Game 3 would be on Friday nights. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.